The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, entering our 37th year here on the radio on WCBM 680, and it has been quite a run. We are with Eric Zlokovich is with us from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He's the Recreational Fisheries Outreach Guy for Maryland Fishing and Boating Services, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and Eric joins us now. Good morning, Eric. How are you this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. Hey, 37 years, that is a heck of a run right there.
You're not kidding, buddy. It certainly is. It certainly is. Well, the last time you were... Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just honestly trying to stay warm since this is the coldest and iciest winter we've had in a while.
Yeah. No question. Yeah, no question. So... We're going to publish the circle hook thing in the next issue of the Hunting Quarterly. We do a little fishing stuff in the spring issue, just kind of keep people up to date. But the last time you were on, we had kind of a conversation about this, I don't know what you want to call it, controversy, dilemma, annoyance, when last year during perch season, I don't know if it was over-enthusiastic NRP guys or if it came from on high or what was going on, if it was cadets or whatever it was. But there were anglers out there doing their normal thing that they've done for decades, out there fishing with bull minis and shad darts, and they're perch fishing. And all of a sudden, they're in jeopardy because they're not using the right type of hooks. Am I close on that?
That's right. So basically since 2019, we have had a regulation broadly for tidal waters, which states that you have to use circle hooks while live lining. Now the thing is, that was the intent of that regulation was to protect striped bass and to have, you know, less gut hook fish while striped bass fishing. And
right.
Circle hooks are designed, you know, as you know, Alan, to hook the fish in the corner of the mouth, basically,
right.
and to have less gut hooked fish. So the overall intent of that was to protect striped bass, since a lot of people are live lining, in particular with live spot, you know, live perch and
yeah,
also live eels, right? For
yeah,
for rockfish. Anyway,
yeah, done it all. But yeah, I
right,
agree.
Right. Me too.
And you know, in that situation, if people aren't familiar how that works, you hook a live spot usually behind a dorsal fin, or live white perch, or in the case of an eel, you hook it through the jaw or through the eyes, and you know, you toss it overboard, and when the fish grabs it, you've got to let that fish run with that bait, turn it so that it can swallow it head first, and at that point, you know, it can swallow the whole thing. And like you said, with a circle hook, the intent is to hook those fish in the corner of the mouth rather than, you know, all the way down in the gullet. And the design and engineering and construction, I guess all three the same, of the circle hook allows that hook to turn into the corner of the fish's mouth before, like the other, what we call J hooks, you know, a standard hook would you know, it allows it to turn quicker and get into the side of the mouth as opposed to going all the way down the gullet. So, you know, the intent is good to keep, you know, more fish from, or less fish from being, you know.
That's
like
right.
You said, so gut hooked. Yeah.
Right. So. And then what happened last year, for whatever reason, because I don't, you know, I'm not law enforcement, and what we do is we have what they call officer discretion in the field, right? So,
right.
So yeah, some anglers, for the first time that I'm aware of, did get warnings. I don't know if there were any tickets issued, but I know there were a lot of warnings because we got phone calls, as you know.
Sure.
We got a lot of phone calls, a lot of upset anglers that were getting warnings, and what they were doing is they were just doing their normal thing, fishing for yellow perch, and they were using live minnows, you know, typically
right.
live bull minnows that you purchase from the tackle shop, right?
Right.
And they got warnings. Now, technically, yeah, the rule does say when you are in tidal waters live lining, you do have to use a circle hook. So these anglers were in tidal waters in the rivers in the usual perch spots, and they were using live minnows, which the officers consider to be live lining, you know, as the rule is written, you know, and it's officer discretion. A lot of people.
I've never fished a minnow on a dart under a bobber or without a bobber and considered it live lining. To me, live
right.
lining is when you have a fish on the hook and you have an open bail and you're tossing that fish at the bay bridge pilings or on some structure and you're
right.
letting that fish swim and do its own thing under its own power. You don't have control of that fish like you do with a shad dart or, you know, anything else. So that definition of live lining to me is just out the window. So
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just trying to, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I get it. But anyway, the you know, it was it was seen as live lining. So in the field by the officers. So anglers got warnings. Now, what we're trying to do now is we've gone through a process to modify the regulations so that people can actually use, you know, J hooks or shad darts with live minnows for perch and for other species, by the way.
Snakeheads and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, everything else, you know. Snakehead too. A lot of guys like to use live bull minnows under a bobber for snakehead too, in tidal waters. So that's another area
that's
where we're trying to help people out. So
yeah.
What we're
can I throw a snakehead tip in here?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody using live bull minnows for snakeheads, and you're using a bobber? Like on a traditional, any kind of bobber fishing that you would use traditionally, you want to drop that bobber down, you know, 2 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet. On a snakehead, you want to keep that bobber about a foot up your line because the snakeheads cruise that upper level of the water and they're looking up and they're looking towards the surface. They're not looking down to find their quarry. So, you know, the further up in the water column you keep that minnow, the better off you're going to be. Just tossing it out there.
That's exactly right. And I've done some live minnow fishing for snakeheads and also our officials. And about a size number one hook, I think, is the popular size hook for snakehead. As
right.
From talking to the people that do it a lot. Yeah. So, right. It keeps the minnow up near the surface where they can see it. But so what we're trying to do is we're still taking public comment on this under DNR changes to fishing regulations, but we're trying to allow anglers to use the typical minnows. Either there's two options that we want to accept. So one option is you can use the standard bait harvester minnow species, you know, with J hooks, and that includes what tackle shops call bull minnows. And
right.
that's, yeah, that's mummy chugs, striped killifish, banded killifish, spot-tail shiners, golden shiners, rough silver sides, anchovies, and silvery minnows. That
right.
pretty much includes what tackle shops typically sell as bull minnows, right?
Right.
So we want to allow anglers to use all of that, all of those species with a J-hook, as they would traditionally for yellow perch. And also, the other option is you can use any bait fish up to 4 inches long with a J-hook, as long as it's not a white perch or a spot, because the white perch and spot are the typical striped bass baits, right? Live bait
yeah.
striped bass. And that goes back to the original intent to protect striped bass. So
yep.
you can use any bait fish up to 4 inches long with a J-hook is what we're proposing, and it's still in comment, period.
Right.
And you can use those eight or nine bait fish species, that which includes bull minnows
right.
with the J-hook.
I'm going to throw this out here.
Yep.
The average angler, when he goes to purchase a pint of bull minnows, is not going to know whether he's got mummy chogs or spot-tailed shiners unless he really, really knows what he's got. He's got minnows.
Right.
Unless he really can sit down and go, oh, that one looks different. That must be a whatever. But, you know, he's not going to try and sit there and do the scientific name of each of those species. So what you've got are the most common species that we have in the Chesapeake Bay. You've got the common species that these guys that go out and set the minnow traps in the ditches to, you know, to supply the bait shops, you know, they're going to catch a variety of species, and all under that same broad heading of bull minnow. So that's what you're saying. If you go to the bait shop and you buy minnows, they're going to sell them as bull minnows. No matter what the species is, you're going to be able to use them as long as they're under 4 inches for perch. So personally,
that's
I like the smaller ones better, but that's me.
Yeah, I think the smaller baits are better for, yeah, the smaller baits obviously for yellow perch fishing are better.
Yeah.
So I think up to 4 inches, you know, that should cover, you know, most of what people are using for yellow perch, in my opinion.
Right.
We even had one person, and this is a new one to me, Alan, say that they are using baby bluegills as bait for yellow perch.
Okay.
Now I know bluegills are a good bait for bass, largemouth
catfish.
Bass. I hadn't heard about anybody using it for yellow perch, but we did get that in our public comment, and that must
right.
be a pretty big yellow perch that they're targeting.
Yeah, it must
so,
be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they use bluegills for blue catfish and channel catfish as well. So.
Yes, for catfish bait and even for flatheads.
Yes, exactly.
Below the Winnebago Dam.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, Eric, hang on here a minute. Let me stop you. We need to do our first break here, and we'll get right back to you. Very interesting stuff, though. I'll tell you that. Yep. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop has live bait and minnows, you know, for any species. You're welcome to take a look. And, of course, fishing season is right around the bend. You might want to grab some fresh line and get your perch fishing gear taken care of. Or if you're a trout angler, you can take a look at the trout fishing, too. They've got all the paste baits for trout. They've got the, like I said, the live minnows, the darts, the little spinners, the non-guesser spoons, and all that stuff that you use for fishing this time of year in the early spring. And they're ready for you. That's right, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, right there, 21227. Clyde Sports Shop's phone number is 410-242-6108. 242-6108. The website is ClydeSportShop.com, ClydeSportShop.com, and Clyde's is open 7 days a week. So if you're looking for a place to go and get some great fishing tackle, maybe you want to get a new Shakespeare rod or reel, or, you know, take a look at their entire selection. They're gearing up. They're gearing up, and their 10-day sale's coming up before too long. We'll tell you about that. It's coming up in March, so stay tuned for Clyde's Sports Shop. Been around for a long time, serves to many, many, many thousands and thousands of satisfied customers. You'll be glad you did stop at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, look, it's been cold. You know it's been cold. I don't have to tell anybody it's been cold. But I will tell you where to solve that problem if your house is cold. If you got a cold spot in your house, I recommend you stop by Backyard Billy's. They can put a heater, electric heater, on your wall and heat up a room if you like. Very nice, very scenic. It looks like a fireplace sitting up there on your wall, and it's just it's absolutely harmless. All it does is project heat out into the room. They can do the same thing with your fireplace insert. They can put an electric fireplace insert if your HOA doesn't allow you to have gas or wood or pellets. But if it does and you have gas, do what we did and get an Enviro EX. Well, get an Enviro gas fireplace insert. We love it. You'd use a remote control. You control the heat, control the temperature, control the fan. Everything is automatic if you want it to be. And when the room reaches a certain temperature, drops to a certain temperature, it comes back on. Rooms will warm up, or rooms the warm up, warms the room up, and you're back in business. So I'm sitting here doing it right now. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And check out those freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is in Graysonville. They're right off Route 50. Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Get turn right off the exit off of Route 50 East and turn right into Drummer Drive, and Backyard Billy's is right there. The phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, and they're open 7 days a week. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
I got 35 with UVA.
The 19th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21, 22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a hunt. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a hunt. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side a hunt. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door a hunt.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door a hunt. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar a hunt. Then Miss Mousy let him in, uh-huh.
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousy let him in, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousy let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, uh-huh. He took Miss Mousy right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousy, would you marry me, uh-huh.
All right. Enough of that. I can't take the fiddle anymore. Good morning again, Eric. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. That's a classic. That's a real classic right there.
Oh, no question. No question. Yeah. There's another classic on the other line for you, buddy. Good morning, Uncle Dale.
Good
morning.
Oh.
Oh.
Uncle Dale.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing okay, Dale. Good to hear from you.
Family good?
Family is good, sir. Yes, yes.
That's good. Eric, new regulation, if it's, you know, accepted, be in effect?
Right. That's a good question, Dale. Unfortunately, the best we can hope for is it would be in effect in mid-March. So, and I know that, you know, yellow perch season will already be underway before then. It just got held up. We were hoping that it would be in effect by now, but it got held up last fall because we were dealing with a lot of issues with striped bass, with rockfish.
Right.
And there were some possibilities that we were going to have to do some pretty serious changes to rockfish regulations on a short timeline. And fortunately, that didn't happen.
Right.
Rockfish regulations are status quo, but it kind of held up this regulation.
Well,
so the best we can do is probably mid-March, and if everything goes smoothly.
Well, I have a suggestion, Eric. What you can do is, because you're going to have a lag time, and there could be some, you know, misunderstandings in that time. Have Mike or Lynn get up and down with the colonel and pass the word down the line to his people, since this is going to, you know, it's going to come into effect mid-March. There's going to be some anglers before the season who could be in jeopardy. And if just word from on high from the NRP, just have them, you know, keep an eye on things, but sort of back off on it. Enforcing the old regulation until a new one comes in. Eric, back in the day, I can tell you this for a fact, before the catch and release regs went in for American hickory shad, we had the same situation in the head of the bay. But the wardens up there, they understood. They kept an eye on things, but I don't know whether word came on down from high, but I think it did, just to back off on these guys, because technically catch and release for American Hickory Shad was the regulation was not in effect. But the wardens were conscientious enough to know that these people weren't keeping anything. They were just catching and release. So I think a word to the colonel might alleviate some of these problems before the new regulation comes into effect.
Yeah, Dale, I think that's really, really good advice.
Could you hear all that, guys? Because I can't hear you now. Isn't that crazy?
Right. I can hear Dale.
I hope I'm still on the air, but
yeah,
I can't hear anything from the station at the moment. I'm just going to keep talking, and I hope Dale and Eric are still there.
Yeah.
So we just wait.
I'm still here, Alan.
Well, Eric, just explain to Alan what I said, because again, it seemed to work fine back in the day up before the regulations for.
Oh, I'm still on the air. Okay,
American
good.
Chad,
I just can't hear anything, guys. So, what a mess.
Hey, Alan, can you hear me? This is Eric.
Hmm.
I think we're having a bit of
Eric, the wonders of modern technology.
Okay.
Right, that's right, Dale.
Thank you, Kathleen.
I can hear you, Dale. I don't know if Alan can hear us.
Just keep talking, guys.
Okay. So Dale, that's really good. That's really good advice, Dale. And I know that staff have been informed. The regional officers have been informed that this regulation change is coming in their area meetings. But I also think it might be good for me, as you suggested, just to mention to Mike and Lynn again that perhaps the officers can kind of just give some flexibility, right? While we're in the process of trying to finalize this regulation, I think that's really, really good advice.
Because, Eric, just consider your clientele that time of the year. It's a father out there fishing with his kids. It may be their first fishing trip. And it would be, to me, it would be kind of a shame if one of these gung-ho wardens comes in and tries to cite them for, fishing with non-circle hooks before the regulation comes in. I mean, it's you only have one time to make a first impression, Eric, and that certainly would not be would not do the NRP any good, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree, and that's why people got upset last year, and understandably, I really understand that, because I've been out fishing with my kid in early in the spring along the stream or a river bank, and yeah, it's just not a good situation, right? So, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
for such a short period of time, Eric. I don't think there'd be any problems. Now, certainly, the warden's going to keep an eye on other things. That's not a problem, size limits and creel limits, but I think they could kind of back off on this circle hook business until a new reg came in.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you, and I think I would like to talk to Mike and Lynn again, before this season opens. I'm not sure when the yellow perch season is going to get going, but it could be.
Anytime, Eric, anytime. Those fish are in the deep holes right now, but they're going to slowly move their way up into the creeks, and there'll be people fishing some of these deep holes from boats, same situation.
Yeah, we already heard one or two. I got one report already of yellow perch being caught in some of the deep holes in the lower Susquehanna River, Dale, right?
Right.
So, yeah, right. So...
But you go to some of these other streams, like the Chop Tank and Nanticoke, if you know where the deep holes are off these feeder creeks, Eric, you'll catch fish.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That could happen any time.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
guys, I missed most of that conversation. I did. The app was off, and I couldn't hear you, apparently. The listeners could hear me, but the app was down. So, did you resolve the issue about the NRP?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Basically, what I said, Alan. What I talked to you about.
Yes, exactly.
Get up and down with the NRP upper echelon. Just have them pass the word down until the new grade comes in.
Of course. All right. We have a caller on the line, and Chris in West Virginia. But just hang on there, Chris. We got to do our second break. Guys, sorry about the break. Thank you for taking the show for the last few minutes, Dale. I'm glad you were a pretty good host. So,
all right, Alan, I'm going to get off. I'll give you a shout this weekend.
All right, sounds good. I did send you that information, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
No problem. All right, man. All right. Thank you so much.
See you now.
All right. Eric, stay there. Please.
I'm here. All right.
Technical difficulties, never a good thing. My listeners let me know the streaming is down, and I can never tell if I'm going out over the air or not. So, and my machine keeps kicking off. It's third time this morning, and it's just uncomfortable. I apologize to all of our listeners for that, but at least you guys were able to carry on the conversation. All right, folks, Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here. Dover Road is the main drag through town. I mean, it is the main street through town. It's where the post office is and so forth. But on the other side of 50, it's the road that goes to Preston. A couple blocks out there at the corner of Elliott and Dover Roads is Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's features, good morning, Brent, by the way, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Michelin and any of the other tires that you need. Spurry's has the tires for your car or your truck. Any make, any model, doesn't matter how little, like a boat trailer or a landscape trailer or a utility. Doesn't matter if you have an ATV or a UTV or an RTV or whatever TV you got, they've got them all. They've got all the tires. It's what they do. Tires are their life. If you got a garden tractor, a farm tractor, any farm machine, any giant trucks from triaxles and tractor trailers, they've got the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair. You know, if you pull in there with a leaking tire, they'll usually be able to take care of it. Full service automotive tire, automotive repair too. They'll check, they'll diagnose, or repair your vehicle when that check engine or any other of those dreaded lights on your dashboard come on, that's for sure. They'll fix it. Brake jobs, oil jobs, all of the above. They have a 24-hour truck service, and all that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Rob and their families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. I said no appointment needed for tires, but if you want to call and make an appointment, you're welcome to do that. 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com. Phone number again, 822. That's 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on.
Pass it on. I agree with that. Do my best to do that with texting with Barrett's mother, our grandmother, excuse me. We took him on his first deer hunt, first successful deer hunt this year, and it was great to mentor that young man just for a few hours in the blind. I'd like to sit with him again next deer season and see how he's progressed. So I'll get in touch with Kathleen, and we'll maybe work something out for that for next year. So here we are. Eric, thank you for staying on the line through all this mess that we've been dealing with. We don't know what's going on. Aaron, did you feed the chipmunks? You better go throw a little grain in there for those chipmunks to keep, you know, spinning that wheel to keep the station powered up.
I think I have to.
I think that would be great. Did they change from the chipmunks back to the hamsters? The hamsters got a little fat and lazy, so you might want to check that. So, I'm glad you and Dale covered the natural resource police aspect of it, Eric.
That's right.
What did we miss? What did we miss? Because I missed that whole conversation about with you and Dale.
Basically, Dell was saying it would be a good idea for me to talk to, you know, the leadership, the chain of command at Fisheries Service, and make sure that they have a conversation with the NRP, and just that this new regulation is coming. And Dell suggested, he's done this before when regulations were not quite final and they were still in progress. Back when he was working, they would kind of give the game wardens, NRP officers, notice that it's coming, so maybe allow some flexibility, and back off a little bit until we can get the new regulations in place. And I told Dale, that's definitely a good idea, and we've already had, there's already been discussions with the NRP officers at their area meetings. Now, you know, I will say that, you know, there, until the new regulations are in effect, there is always a possibility with officer discretion that an officer may write a warning. But my personal opinion is I hope that we don't have, you know, much of that before the new regulations come into effect.
Well, I mean, you know,
there are
also some jackasses out there that'll get smart with an officer, and you know that could tend to adjust the officer's mood. But you know, I just
right.
You just folks, everybody, just calm down. You know, it's all good. You know, so. Everything is coming in place. And I think, you know, our conversation the last time about this whole regulation and, you know, the incidents that took place, and I know, you know, Clyde Sports Shop had called me. They were concerned, and that's when we contacted you the first time, and, you know, you explained what was going on, and we went all through these options with the different species and lengths and different hook sizes and all. This is a good compromise change that's coming. It's very reasonable, and I think it's going to, you know, just put everybody's mind at ease, and I think that's a wonderful thing that the way the law was written, and most laws are written, you know, they cover every possible thing, and then eventually you have to drill down to what you're trying to accomplish. Am I right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We're going in a positive direction. So the end game is I think right, is that we're gonna, that this will be very helpful to the perch anglers and to other anglers that are using live minnows, you know?
Yep.
Right. So it's heading in the right direction.
No question. All right. I'm gonna change directions on you here, and Mike Luisi will be with us next week. We'll talk about striped bass and some of this other stuff. Are you guys getting any pushback on the license fee increase?
We're starting to get questions about it, Alan.
Okay.
I'm expecting that I'm going to probably get some pushback or questions or what whatever at some of the fishing shows that I work. You know, I just worked the Timonium boat show, and I'll be at the Pasadena fishing show, and so I'm expecting I'll definitely get some feedback on it.
Hand out copies of your FAQ, and everybody will go, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, we have an FAQ that explains that just costs have gone up, you know, cost of operations have gone up, trout feed has gone up.
No question.
You know, trucks and hatchery equipment. And we haven't raised the license fees in years, Alan. I think it's been 20 years or something like that.
17 years for the non-title fishing license fee, and the trout stamp has been 32 years since 1992.
Right, 32 years.
Yep, but costs and services have increased 56% and 129% respectively, and expenditures at current service levels exceed revenue. So,
yeah,
you're spending more money to maintain a program than it's worth.
Right, right.
You know, but you got to do it because people want to. Yep.
Yeah, raising trout is expensive. Yes,
it is.
Yeah,
it is. No question.
And keeping them alive until it's time to stock them and feeding them and dealing with water issues and water supply. You know, that's all factored in. Yeah.
It's all part of it. No question. Yep. And perhaps, you know, even things that are unexpected, like whirling disease and things like that, that can shut down production and have in the past. So,
yes.
I remember. All right. Yep. Eric, I'm going to say thanks for joining us this morning. You're welcome back anytime. If you have an issue, we'd love to hear from you. Just send me an email or give me a call, send me a text, whatever, and we'll get you back on here. And, you know, This is your deal, the public outreach guy. But we appreciate you coming on and explaining this hook regulation coming, or hook change to the hook regulations coming up. And we'll catch you next time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great day, Eric Slokovich, ladies and gentlemen. Good man with the department. Now it's time for me to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Look, here's the basics. If you need a supplemental heat source, whether it's wood or pellet stove, whether you need pellets, buy the bag or the pallet, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has them. Whether you'd like to install a gas wood pellet or electric insert in your fireplace, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place to do that. They have the selection, they have the knowledge, they have the friendly personnel, and they have the good prices. That's why Robin and I, after shopping all over Delmarva, picked Hearth America at Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. Going strong, heating this big back room here, this giant room with the cathedral ceilings, and it's been a godsend. And we thank Hearth America at Backyard Billy for installation and everything they did to get us rolling. And their service has been great, too. So you can select a new pellet gas electric wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They're open 7 days a week. You can stop in the showroom. BackyardBillys.com is the website. The Hearth America Facebook page is another resource. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's the Evans Avenue, Graysonville exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop. They've got everything you need for fishing and hunting, crabbing as well. They're stocking up the fish and tackle. They're getting all the rods and reels in, all the new stuff, all the fresh line, all the new baits and lures for any kind of fishing that you need to do. They've got the live bait and the frozen bait. They've got everything you want for perch fishing, too. All the little lures, all the Nungesser spoons and the little shad darts and small hooks and terminal tackle and bobbers and all that stuff. So why not stop by? You'll be glad you did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. That's 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open every day, and that's also the website, ClydeSportsShop.com. They're a full-line Browning dealer, too, if you're looking for a great Browning firearm. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
The 19th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year. Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call
Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in Muskrat Country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21, 22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the signal to welcome me back to the air. The court has blown their trumpets to welcome the Emperor of the Outdoors back into the arena, back into the castle. I'm so full of myself. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I want to thank Eric for joining us this morning. I want to thank Dale for his comments and all of our listeners. Chris, I'm sorry I had to bounce off the line there. Folks, if you're headed out today, you know, it's cold, but it's going to be much better than it was early on. So there's the music, which is my cue to say, get out, stay safe. Got a little bit more hunting season left. You got some small game. You got some rabbits. You got some squirrels. Week of waterfowl, week of deer hunting, and then a couple days of that primitive deer season, which is great. And then we're back into fishing season. The outdoors never goes away, does it? Always something to do here in Maryland. What a great place. Well, love your family. Love the Lord, and have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.